Greensboro, North Carolina, AP, Kevin Kistner made birdie on the second extra hole to win a record-tying six-man playoff at the Wyndham Championship on Sunday. Kistner struck his approach to 3 feet on the 18th hole at Sedgefield and made the putt for his first PGA Tour win since 2019 and fourth of his career. Not that it was easy. Kistner began 4 shots off the lead and shot 66, making birdies on the 16th and 17th holes to reach 15 under in the playoff. His birdie bested Adam Scott, Canada's Roger Sloan, Kevin Na, Siwoo Kim and Brandon Grace after all had made pars on the first additional hole. "My first playoff win," said Kistner, who had been 0-5 in playoffs. "To be standing here is pretty sweet." With Scott looking at a 4-footer for birdie on the first extra hole, Kistner thought he would have to hole a pitch from short of the 18th green just to stay in the playoff, and he nearly did it. Kistner grimaced as his ball settled just right of the cup. But Scott's short putt missed badly and all 6 players went back to the 18th tee. This time, only Kistner stuffed his approach close on the 505-yard closing hole. Kim shot 64 in the final round. Scott had a 65 while Grace, Na and Sloan each closed with 66. It was the third six-man playoff on the PGA Tour and the first since Robert Allenby won at Riviera in 2001. It didn't look like a playoff would be necessary after Russell Henley, who led after the first 3 rounds, recovered from a slow start to reach 17 under after a birdie on the 10th hole. But Henley bogeyed 3 of the next 4 and came to the 72nd hole needing par to stay at 15 under. But Henley missed a 6-footer to go 0-for-3 this season with the 54-hole lead. He was in front after 3 rounds at Las Vegas last October and at the U.S. Open in June. "I knew I had to shoot under par today, so just disappointed," Henley after his 1-over-71. "It stings pretty bad." There was drama through the final round of the tour's last regular season event as players outside the postseason sought to get in. It looked like former FedEx Cup champion Justin Rose, who started the week 138th, had done enough to make the 125-man field for the Northern Trust. But the Englishman missed a 5-footer for par on the final hole that dropped him to 126th, first outside the playoff field. "Obviously it was in my hands up 18, Rose said. "I didn't do a very good job of that." Rose's loss was Chesson Hadley's gain. The veteran who finished second at the Palmetto Championship at Congaree in June made a hole-in-one on the par 3 16th, complete with an awkward, leg-kicking celebration, and shot 62. That was enough to sneak him into next week's field at number 125. And unlike Rose, Hadley needed to make the playoffs to secure full playing privileges for next season. Sloan of Merritt, BC, and Scott Piercy were 2 others who played their way into the playoffs. The Canadian moved from 131st to 92nd while Piercy came in at number 126 and improved 10 spots. Canadians Mackenzie Hughes, 67th, of Dundas, Ont, and Adam Hadwin, 96th, of Abbotsford, BC, both cracked the top 125. Abbotsford's Nick Taylor, who shot a 13 under 267 at Wyndham, finished at number 141 while Michael Glidzik was 145th. 3 players who missed the cut this week fell from the top 125 after starting the week playoff bound. Ryan Armour went from 122nd to 127th, Bo Hoag from 125th to 129th and Patrick Rogers from 123rd to 128th. Threatening weather for later Sunday led tour officials to move up tee times. They didn't count on a mash-up at the top leading to the 12th playoff on the PGA Tour this season. https://apnews.com/hub/golf and https://twitter.com/app_sports The Associated Press.